So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. What words. What words. There is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. We belong to Jesus himself. And because of that, there's no condemnation, because he has taken that condemnation from us. Paul, whose letter to the Romans this comes from, goes on to say, "And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death." Such amazing words, the power of sin that leads to death. We know that sin came into the world and death came also. But that power of sin, it doesn't mean that we don't sin. It means the power has now been broken. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. So we can, through prayer and through the work of the Holy Spirit in us and through our own self-determination, is to stop those things which we keep sinning. The big things and the small things. And we're working with God here to do that. But we know also, even though we're trying to stop those sins, that those sins have already been paid for up on the cross. That when we go before God on that judgment day, that he sees Jesus in us. He doesn't see our sin and all those things that we have done, but he sees us as clean and worthy to come before him. There is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, as it says in the NLT version. It is truly amazing. The world condemns people every day. It doesn't matter who you are. People will condemn you for one thing or another. And it is a judgment sometimes that is quite heavy for people to bear. But the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, is not going to condemn us when we come on that final day. And that will be just an amazing thing, because we have already given our lives over to Jesus. And so as we go through our Christian life, we strive to do less of the sinning that we do. I always say to people, it's very easy to stab people in the back, isn't it? Now imagine that Jesus has stood in front of you, and you're stabbing him in the front as he's looking in your eyes with compassion. How long before you stop stabbing him? Because you know you're hurting the one that loves you beyond all measure and who you now love. You would stop doing that. So why do we carry on sinning? That's what we are doing. Every sin that we do is taken upon him upon the cross. And so we have to understand that when we sin, Jesus is suffering for us, for our sins that we have done. So let's not think we're stabbing him in the back, we can get away with those sins. Let's think that we are stabbing him in the front, and we will stop doing that, because every sin that we do is put upon him upon the cross. He has paid that price. So let us live our lives that we put less, even though it's already paid for. Jesus is paying for our sins, even though we are here now. Let us not put any more up on him by the way that we are living. But also let us rejoice that there is no condemnation now in us. Not from the one that it truly matters, our Father in heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you had a plan and you have come to complete that, and now there is no condemnation in us. But may we understand that if we keep sinning in those things that we continually do, we are only hurting Jesus, who paid for us and all of our sins. Amen.